Shmuel Aleph Perek Chav Vav Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayikach David es hachanis ves sapachas amayim mira'ashosei Shaul. And so David took the spear and the flask of water that was at the head of Shaul. Vayelchu lohem. And they went. They took off him and Abishai. Ve'ein ro'eh. And no one saw them. Ve'ein yodea. And no one knew. And ve'ein mekitz. Mekitz. Paro. Right? The beginning of Parshas Mekitz. And nobody awoke. Ki chulam yishenim. Because all of them were asleep. Ki tardemas Hashem naflo aleihem. Because it was a deep slumber. Tardema, that's a word used for Adam Arishon when they put him out so that he could have elective surgery and they could take out a rib and make the woman. So we're talking about, you know, count backwards from 100 and forget it. By the time he got to 93, he was already out. So this kind of Tardema had fallen upon them so deep that nobody noticed. Shina Amuka, says Mesudas Tzion. Vayir Dom Vayoaf. The tardem of ayir dam, and they nodded off. They fell asleep, but it's a deep sleep. Yud gimel vayav or David ha'ever, and so David crossed over the crossing. There was a strip of land nearby, apparently, with, according to the Chazal, water flowing through it. So they were sleeping so soundly that he could not only get out, but he could splash his way across, and nobody noticed a thing. Vayamod, and that's Ha'aver, that's the crossing through the water, like Yaakov Avinu going back to the camp, to he had to cross water back and forth. Vayamod al Rosh Ahar Merachok, and he stood at the top of a hill. Rosh Ahar usually means the top of a mountain, at a distance, Merachok, somewhat far away. Rav HaMakom Beinehem, and great was the separation between them. So he had so much time to be able to get away, to cross the water, to climb up to the top of the hill, and nobody is stirring and nobody notices anything. Tremendous hashgacha, zakht the Malbim. This is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. It's no coincidence that all of these things have happened. So he's on a har gavoha, Malbim continues. He's on a tall hill. He's not just... But the thing is, by being at the top of the hill, so you can project and send your voice. Vayikra David el ha'am, so pasuk yudalad. So David called out to the people. To the people who were surrounding Shaul and allegedly protecting him. Vel Avner ben Ner lemor. And to Avner ben Ner, and he said, presumably he had to call out to Avner by name. Halo sa'ne Avner. He said, are you not going to answer, Avner? Avner, say something. Why aren't you answering? Vayan Avner vayomer. So Avner bestirred himself, so he answered. And he said, mi ata karasa el ha-melech. Who are you hollering out for the king? Who are you to call out to the king? So the Medrash gets into some detail about the little bit of back and forth. David said, when I cut off the corner of the king's robe, back in the cave, so you told the king, if you remember, we said, you told the king that it just got caught on some briars, on some thorns. And you said, nah, that wasn't David, it just got ripped. And then you said that if you had found me in the cave, you would have chopped me up to pieces. Well, what do you have to say now? Ni, here I am, standing here with a bunch of the king's most secure possessions in my hand. I got a spear, I got a flask of water, it's the king's water bottle. With a Brita filter. I've got it right here. So what are you going to say now? Huh? You have anything to say? So Avner's going to have no answer. So Tesvav, by Yomer David, Al Avner, Halo Ishata. Are you not a man? Ooh. If any women are listening, that's a pretty big insult when a guy says, oh, you're not a man. You're not a real man. So he said, are you a man at all? David said to Avner, Umi chamocha bi Yisrael. Who is like you in among the Jewish people? You're supposed to be a warrior, the army commander in charge. You're in charge of all the soldiers. Who's on the status of you? Who's on the level you are? B'lama lo shamarta el adonecha hamelech. Why were you not keeping watch over your master, the king? Ki vo achad ha'am lashchis es hamelech adonecha. Because one of the nation came to assassinate the king, your master. So who is this Achad Ha'am who came to assassinate the king? David specifically did not go to assassinate the king. So most say the Achad Ha'am, it could be a reference to Avishai, who said, kill him. Kill him now. He is also contrasting the way Abner talked about him to the way he talks about Abner. I call you a man. I said there's nobody like you, but you have a great responsibility. You have to guard him, but you did not. Tezayin lo tov hadavar hazeh asher osiso. Chai Hashem kiven moves atem. This is not a very good thing which you have done. What you did was not good. As God lives, you deserve to die. Kivnei moves atem. You are dead men walking. Asher lo shemartem al adonechem al Mashiach Hashem. You didn't guard your master, the anointed one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's rebuking now Abner and the entire commanding officers of the army. And so he said, hey, go see if the spear and the water bottle are at his head like they were before. You didn't do your job. The watchmen deserve to die because they didn't do their job. Earlier when he cut Shaul's robe, he directed his criticism, or at least his comments, to Shaul himself. David, some say, regarded that as a greater feat because Shaul was awake and he was taking a corner off his robe as he was standing there. But now Shaul was asleep. There was almost no sport to it. And not only that, now that after what happened to Nabal, that he turned to stone, David knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him and the throne has been transferred over to him. So nobody's answering anything. And Shaul is going to be the one to say, oh boy, what's going on here?